When the 109th Congress convenes next week, the Republican Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, will face a key decision. Hastert must decide whether Colorado Republican Joel Heffley will continue to chair the House Ethics Committee. Heffley made headlines earlier this year when his panel admonished House Majority Leader Tom DeLay three times for questionable behavior. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
A highly placed House Republican leadership aide who refused to let his name be used would not say today whether House Speaker Hastert has already decided whether Joel Heffley should keep his Ethics Committee chairmanship. But that aide also said House Republican leaders believe that after 4 years as chairman, Heffley has reached the term limit for holding that post. Norm Ornstein, who's a congressional scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, says there's little doubt that Heffley will get the boot.
What's now clear is that a large number of Republicans were outraged at what the Ethics Committee did, believe that this is an embarrassment to them, and there are many of them who think that they ought to punish Joel Heffley for allowing this to happen.
Ornstein says the rules governing the committee are such that if Hastert really wanted to keep the man who admonished Majority Leader DeLay in charge of that panel, he could.
This is not a decision being made because of an adherence to the rules. It's using the rules as an excuse to remove somebody and send a signal to whoever takes over this committee, don't do this again. If some of our prominent members are caught up in the possibility of an ethics problem, don't you dare follow through and embarrass our party.
Today's Washington Post reports that Texas Republican Lamar Smith is the man most likely to replace Heffley as Ethics Committee chairman. Smith chaired that panel for 2 years before Heffley, and he took no public actions against fellow Republicans. He's also written a check for Majority Leader DeLay's legal defense fund. Oline Stone, who's a spokesman for Smith, refused any comment beyond this one sentence.
Congressman Smith has not been contacted about that matter.
Another congressional scholar, Rutgers University's Ross Baker, says even if Leader DeLay has a fellow Texan in charge of the Ethics Committee, that panel, made up of equal numbers of Republicans and Democrats, will remain under intense scrutiny.
So there's a kind of a sense of beleaguerment and encirclement and a tendency on the part of the committee to really demonstrate their independence. So although they may find in a member of the Texas delegation, a somewhat more promising member of that committee, I don't think they can count on Representative Lamar Smith simply being a patsy for the leadership.
Baker sees replacing Heffley as one more shield for DeLay. Republicans recently changed their rules so he would not have to step down if indicted.
They're concerned about the possibility of an indictment issuing from the grand jury in Travis County, Texas, which, if it happens, will probably be dismissed by the Republicans as simply a partisan vendetta on the part of the district attorney in Travis County. But it would just add one more weight to the kind of burden that the majority leader, Representative DeLay, has been carrying around.
A Republican aide says Hastert will reveal his choice for ethics chairman next week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.